you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
What are we talking about today?
What's up, Andre?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Talking about adoption.
Oh, yeah,
adoption in New Jersey and how I can't adopt a baby because the color of my skin, which seems very weird to me, right?
It's serendipitous to me, to be honest.
Why is that?
Because, like, finally you feel what it's like to feel like me.
It is amazing how someone said this years ago where I go, what's going to happen? And they said, for a while, white people are going to have to feel like black people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that that's just the way that the universe works? Or do you think it's just payback? And it's not enough, right? You don't feel feel satiated that I can't have a baby, right?
Nah. If we could do slavery over, but like with white slaves, that'd be cool. But like knowing that you can't do something as a white man because of the color of your skin,
yeah,
that feels good too.
It does feel good to you.
Yeah.
Slavery's the big thing, right?
Yeah. That wouldn't really hurt.
So if you were able to see white slavery, would that make you happy enough, or would you need to own white slaves?
I would like to own white slaves, yes.
Do you feel like financially that's something you could do?
I don't know if you guys would hold up as well. So, like, I don't know if it's going to be the same. Like, I don't know.
You're saying white slaves could not be as good.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't be as durable.
Hey, guys, we have a question for you. We're talking about, do you mind being on a podcast?
God damn, he has warrants.
Yeah, he got out of here
really
quick.
Fast, yeah.
What do you think about, would you ever adopt a baby?
Adopt a baby?
Yes.
For me, it's a good thing.
Do you have any babies now?
No.
How many babies would you adopt?
But if I'm ready, I can adopt like two.
Two babies would be great. Would the color of the baby's skin matter? Would you adopt a white baby?
No, I don't matter.
You would adopt a white baby?
Yes.
You would raise him black?
Yes, white and black.
You would raise a white baby black?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Make him afraid of the police.
Okay, we are the same. Black or red, I think we are the
world. Good answer.
That's what I think, too. So if you had a white baby, would you celebrate Kwanzaa or Christmas?
Oof, it's a tough question.
Okay, for me, it depends. If the baby or the baby parents celebrate, I can give him the freedom.
What?
I'm supposed to know what he's saying.
Yeah, could you repeat that?
Yeah, I didn't.
If the baby parent celebrate the Christmas,
yeah,
anything I can do that for the freedom for the baby.
That's beautiful to do that. So the baby's happiness would come before your own. What holidays do you celebrate?
For me, is Christmas and New Year's.
No,
that's
Hanukkah.
Beautiful. What about January 6th?
Okay, everything I can celebrate is depend of the country.
Yes.
If the country we celebrate, I can do that because I am in the same country.
Which country are you from originally?
I'm from Africa, Burkina Faso.
That's beautiful. How do you like it here in America?
Yes, I like to be in America because it's a freedom.
Do you feel free over here?
Yes, I'm free.
More free than in Africa?
Oh, for me, I'm feeling free.
Yeah.
All right.
Andre was born here. He doesn't feel free.
I don't feel free at all.
But for me, everything is in the mind, too.
Mm.
If you think you are free, you are free. But if you think you are not free, it's like something. What you are seeing in your mind is what you reflect as something is attractive to you.
How do you make Andre as smart as you?
Mm.
Sorry?
Like, he's dumb compared to you.
It's a fact. He was born in Africa, though. He has that real motherland root energy.
That's the cradle of all civilization.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's where everybody's from.
That's where everybody's from, right?
Mm-hmm. Him too.
Doesn't matter, white or black. Now, do you think I could be a good dad to a black baby?
I think so.
May I adopt you?
If you want it.
How old are you?
Okay. No, but now it's good, better to take a baby because I'm not a baby.
Oh.
So he's right. You should have took the offer. Yes, I would. He hasn't offered to adopt me yet. You should. You should.
Oh. How old are you?
Okay, I'm 42.
No, you're not.
Yes.
I thought you were 16.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. Have a good night. Andre, do you see that?
Yeah, he's all that equality, son. That's that Africa in him.
Yeah. Well, he said that everybody's the same. It doesn't matter your color, and he's from Africa, which is mostly white.
South Africa?
I don't know. There's two. Africa's mostly black.
No, yeah, man. South Africa's really white though. Like, you guys did really good at cleansing that one.
Is that where Elon Musk is from?
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
Mike knows.
He does. You love Musk?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Musk's my guy too.
That guy looks awesome.
He's shaped weird, though.
There's a siren coming, so it's going to be a problem.
Oh, look at a black couple. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Do you want to talk to them?
We should talk to them, yes.
Hey, guys, do you have a minute to answer a question about adoption for a podcast? We have not been able to find a black couple yet, and Andre just goes, that's a black
this
couple.
This is not
you
something
so
I see often.
Them.
This is beautiful.
Are you guys dating?
Yeah, we are.
Nice. We want to talk to you about adoption because in New Jersey, if you're white, you're not allowed to adopt. It doesn't matter if it's a white baby or a baby of color unless it's been exposed to drugs. What are your thoughts on that?
That's a real thing, by the way.
I didn't know anything about that.
Do you think it's racist?
It seems pretty...
Think about our history before you answer that question.
Smells a little odd.
Smells a little odd.
I would agree.
Thank you. If you guys couldn't have a baby, would you adopt?
I would.
Yeah, sure. I'd see why not.
Would the color of the baby matter?
No, not really.
No.
Would you raise a baby black if you adopted a white baby?
This is a real question.
This is a real question.
Because they do say, like, now they added a new stipulation that you can adopt, but your neighborhood has to be 20% African-American, and you have to celebrate black holidays and stuff like that.
Again, this is a real thing. He's
this
not making this up.
This
is a real
thing at an adoption agency in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
That's
suppose, like, you adopt me. Like, a little white baby comes home, and I'm Jewish, too, so I'm complaining all the time, and I'm like, I'm not eating pig's feet because it's not kosher. Would you still try and raise me black, even though I was white and complaining?
You got to raise him black.
Yeah.
No, you got to raise him black.
You would.
Raise him black, yeah. Teach him to fear the police, all of that.
What are the most important things in raising a baby black? What would be the three top things to raise a baby black, regardless of their color?
That's a great question.
I'm going to let you answer that.
Okay.
It could be traditions.
Sense of history.
Sense of history, very important.
Real history.
Knowledge of food, black food.
Such as quesadillas.
Exactly.
What else? Favorite black foods?
Macaroni
and cheese.
Black music.
Black music. I love it. Elvis.
That is black music, technically.
Who has stolen the most from black culture?
Oof.
That's a big one. Stolen? Are we talking music? Are we talking
anybody?
Think Kanye West.
Kanye West.
No. But I'm.
I know.
See what? Yeah.
He's trying to say the Jews.
Oh.
really, the Jews?
Kim Kardashian or something.
Kim Kardashian.
That's
great
true.
Answer.
That's a good answer,
that's
too.
That's a ding. That gets a ding.
That's what I was thinking when I was saying Kanye West.
Well, you
as
guys,
well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I gotta make it.
Those were great answers.
That was good. I told you, man, black couples are the future.
Of what?
I mean, civilization. They don't happen often anymore. So it's like when you see them, you see why they should be together.
Who do you think was harder to convince in that black couple that they should be a black couple?
The guy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because he seemed really nice. Do you know what I mean? Hi, Janine. How are you?
Hello.
How you doing?
See you soon. Do you think
I'm honestly looking at him, like his whole aesthetic.
Yeah.
He should be with a white girl. Like that's the
type. Sir, you have a second for a question?
No. Nah, he's on a, that's a drug deal.
It's a drug deal?
Yeah.
Sir, you want to answer a question about adoption? It'd be pretty cool. It'd be really cool.
He's on the phone as well.
It seems like he, would you call him a soul brother?
No. I honestly thought he should have been with a white girl. Like, I was shocked. Really? I was shocked.
He looks like the type of guy that would be with a white girl. Yeah, 100%. They seem very happy together.
Super happy.
You don't have a black girlfriend.
No, I do have a black girlfriend, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever date a white girl?
High school, yes.
High school, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? She filed charges?
No. I just knew that was a possibility, so I gave that shit up fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think this guy would be awesome with the helmet on.
Yeah, I can see
that. Guys, want to answer a question about adoption? We're talking about interracial adoption. What do you think? In New Jersey, I'm white. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to adopt a baby because of the color of my skin, but my friend Andre, who can't take care of kids or himself, is allowed to adopt anybody. What do you think of that?
White babies included.
I think, I'm an outsider. I'm a newcomer in New York, but I think it's a general question across the world.
Yeah.
That irrespective of the year that we're in, if we actually look at a person's color in terms of judging whether they'd be good enough to support a child, I think that's ridiculous. I think we need to look at different things when we assess if people are actually capable of raising kids, younger or older.
Yeah.
And I think color has nothing to do with it.
That's what's up.
Oh, man, that's like a phenomenal answer, man.
Your friend disagrees. He thinks color is very important.
Yeah.
What do you think about skin color?
Skin color is the God-gifted which we got it. So it shouldn't be biased. Like, it's a gift from God. We need to live with that.
So is it, for me...
White skin included. I just want to be clear.
Everything is gifted.
I just want to make sure.
Everything's a gift from God.
I just want to make sure.
Don't be jealous of my gift. Why are you jealous of my gift? Let me ask you this. What should be the basis for having children? Whether you should take care of them financially and raise them, not the color of your skin, right? Now, if you were to adopt a baby... Would you go, if there's two kids and you get to choose one, they're both equal, white or black?
I hope I never am in a situation like that where I'm looking at the color of a child before deciding. It's like when you, if you walk into like an adoption kennel for dogs, there's usually one dog that you just sort of get attached to immediately.
Yeah.
And I think even when it comes to babies, if it's going to be like that, it should be like that.
Yeah, the white one.
Yeah. A lot more manageable.
Yeah. Sorry?
A lot more manageable, less things you have to teach him.
Do you want to have kids one day?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. And is your partner?
No, he's a friend.
Nice friend. Yeah, yeah. Do you have a girlfriend or a lady friend?
Yeah.
And you would have kids with her?
When the time is right, sure.
It's not right now. No. How long have you been with her?
I'm not with currently at the moment with somebody, but the person I was with earlier, I mean, we were close in terms of making that decision at some point.
Yeah. How old are you now?
32.
Nice. Now, if there was a brown baby, would you take the brown baby over the black and the white baby?
The fact that I'm Indian and the fact that I'm partially brown, I don't know. Like, I hope color has nothing to do with it.
That's a good answer.
You are media trained.
If you had a baby and they said you have to teach the baby your holidays, would you love to teach the baby your holidays?
Yes, in terms of passing on culture, for sure.
Yeah.
Great
because
answer.
I feel like every tradition in the world, the more we share our cultures and our traditions, I think the world just sort of gets to know each other better, and that's how the world sort of becomes one.
Wow.
So
listen.
This is very smart.
You should run for office.
Yeah. Have you thought about going into politics?
Never.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I've grown up already, I guess. And I'd like to use my creative gifts artistically, writing and acting, and see if I can do something good.
How's it going so far?
It's good. I just moved to New York and I joined Lee Strasberg down the road.
That's one of the best places to go. I studied Lee Strasberg when I was young, and now I'm doing this.
Huh. Nice. Yeah. Not good.
You'll have to look forward to it.
I did some movies and some theater. Do you have a monologue you're working on right now?
Yeah.
What's the monologue from?
It's from a Chekhov play, Seagull.
Everybody knows the seagull. The name of the character, please?
Trigorin.
Yeah, Trigorin's the lead of the seagull. Now, I may have done this monologue as well. Can you give me the first few lines of this monologue, and I'll see if I remember it?
Okay, I'm going to...
I'll give you a second to prepare.
I'm going to give you a gist of it. I'm going to paraphrase.
Do you need to prepare?
No.
Lee Strasberg wrote the book called An Actor Prepares. Do you remember that book? That's correct. Different person. Trick question. Stanislavski also focused on the circle of concentration. Remember that? I was right on that. All right. And quiet on the set.
Oh, wow. Really doing this? I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to warn you. You think I have a beautiful life? I mean, you look at me and you kind of see my life's beautiful, but it's really not. People think I'm really talented. People think I'm a genius, but I'm messing it up. I'm going to catch you one more day. I don't remember it, honestly. But
just take it. Eye of the tiger.
I have to read it. I don't remember the monologue, honestly.
You're in it. It's happening for you now.
This is your chance, man.
People think I have a beautiful life. They look at me and they look at me as if I'm some sort of a genius, but I have my own struggles that I deal with. It is a gift. And the meaning of life is probably to use that gift and to expand yourself and to grow more and to share that gift with the world. But sometimes I find myself second-guessing and doubting everything that I do. I don't really consider what I do something to be great or something that people look upon me with praise and glory. I feel like they're almost talking to somebody who they think is a madman. You know, somebody sick, and they praise him because out of consolation, out of sympathy, out of pity. That's what it feels like on this end.
So good. So good. Congratulations. It's a beautiful art form, isn't it? It's very noble. You're a storyteller, and your body is the tool with which you tell the stories. It's beautiful. How many years left?
Just joined second semester.
That's great. And then you get an agent. Would you have sex with a lady for a part?
Never.
Man,
you're not gonna make it.
Would you suppose someone was like, "I want you to come to my home in Brazil and work at the pool"?
Would you do it?
No.
You're not going to make it.
He's going to make it. He's an Indian man that can act. He's going to make it. You're going
to
be great.
He's not doing what needs to be done.
If you could be on any show right now, what show would you be on?
The Bear.
What's that? Cocaine Bear, that movie where the bear does all the cocaine?
It's a show called The Bear. I think it's on Hulu. And it's about this guy who inherits his brother's restaurant.
Yeah.
Because his brother shot himself. So he's taking over a restaurant which is in a bit of debt. And he's trying to restore it, and he's also trying to restore the family because of it, because it was the joint common thing between the family, the restaurant.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you do parts where they said you have to do a very strong Indian accent if you didn't want to?
If it's a good part, sure.
But if it's just like, "Hello, come again, welcome 7-Eleven.
No stereotypes.
What about this? I have package.
That was subtle. That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too strong.
Can you do like an American Bronx accent or Brooklyn accent?
A Bronx accent? Yeah. I don't know. I'm learning accents over
here. Give me a New York white guy.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I know.
Can I do an English accent instead?
Yes, you may.
It's a bit chilly, isn't it? It's a bit chilly, ain't it?
What?
That was just you.
That was just you talking. That was just you asking if it was cold outside.
You do a British accent.
Hello, mate.
No, that's bad too.
That's
right?
Really bad too. Well, yeah, but yours is worse because it was just.
Oh right. Oh, there's lots over there. You see lots over there.
Do I see what?
There's lights. There's red and blue lights.
Red and blue lights.
Yeah, do you see them?
Yeah, I see them.
Those are the bobbies.
The bobbies.
The bobbies. The police. The bobbies. The police. Yeah. There, you're getting it now. Catching on. That was great, man. Hey, all the best. I wish you all the best. Aaron Berg. I hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Andre, Mike, nice
see you in your class too.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was a nurse because of the pants.
He's good looking, this guy. But you're gonna get more.
I thought
work.
You were a nurse because of the pants.
You
I didn't
play
know those
character
were...
roles. This guy's gonna be a lead.
Yeah, I thought you were a nurse. Definitely thought you were a nurse with the pants. But
nice. All right, guys. Have fun at school. Thank you.
What if he, like, makes it, Berg? Like, he owes you, like, 10% of his career, doesn't he?
I don't think it'd happen like that. Why you say that? Because I'm Jewish?
No, man. Wow.
Nice bag, bro. What's up, dude? How are you? Hey, you want to talk about adoption?
Very nice guys.
Thank you.
All guys, very nice guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, this man, very nice, bro.
He's nice. Yeah. What's your name?
He wants to have sex with you.
Muhammad.
Muhammad?
Muhammad.
I never would have guessed that, Muhammad.
Yeah. Me either.
Where are you from?
From Egypt.
You're like a Chad.
Nice.
What's your favorite size pyramid?
I don't know.
How do you like America?
America? It's my country.
It's your country? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's no, it's his country, man.
Yeah.
His country, bro.
I'm an immigrant. I moved here from Canada.
I come here before 4 months. I'm new.
Oh, you just moved here?
Damn, you got a job like this already?
I come lottery.
Oh, nice.
I come, me and family. I have 2 kids.
That's beautiful. How old? No, the kids.
One 2 years and one 7 months.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Where do you live? In New York City or outside?
Astoria.
I used to live in Astoria by Ditmars Avenue.
Yeah. Me 28.
Yeah.
28 Avenue.
How do you like working on this corner? Nice people?
Very nice people.
This is your truck? This is yours? Okay. No, I was about to. I just wanted to see. I was curious. No, yeah. curious.
What do you sell the most of? What do you sell the most?
I have coffee. I have tea, green tea.
Chicken over rice.
Everything. Yeah. Morning time, I have breakfast.
How many jobs do you work? Just one? How? What time you start?
I start 8 hours. My work 8 hours.
And then you just go on this, take the N train home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wake up, pray, come on. Like this, you go.
And
sleeping, pray, come on.
You're going to have more babies?
No, I have 2.
That's it?
You're done?
No. Would you ever adopt a baby? No. You just.
Yeah, he gets it done the natural way.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Thank you, brother.
Berg, question.
Yeah.
So, like, it would have to be a black baby for you to adopt if you were going to adopt a baby.
No, I'd adopt a white baby, but I don't want a crack baby.
Touche.
Yeah.
What about you?
But
why wouldn't you adopt a crack baby? Like, what if you could nurse that baby
back
down?
Look how gay this guy is. Look at this guy in the white shirt. Watch. Hey, I'm gay. Honey, I need to tell you I'm gay. I don't know what you're not understanding. I am fucking gay.
Yeah.
Okay? I love dicks. I love them. Now, you look like you work in a fucking library, you dumb bitch. And all I'm trying to say is I'm a gay man, and I love cocks. What do you not understand? Look, you know those nights when I say I'm going out to Pilates? I've been lying. I go out with a man, and his name is Steve. Steve is my boyfriend, and I can't even look you in the eye right now because I'm saying all this because I am so gay. I just have to look at the table. I'm gay.
She looks progressive, though. I feel
you
like she would support
him. Go. Do her voice. She's going to talk in a second.
Is there anything we can do to work through
this? No, nothing. I am gay.
So you like asshole more than you like my healthy?
How stupid are you, and why would I even sleep with you ever? You're dumb.
But
you're a dumb bitch. Why are you wearing this Christmas sweater? I don't love you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't.
But you really love dick more than you love me?
Of course I love dick more than you. Your pussy smells like a fucking fish market.
But it best smells better than an asshole.
I think there's people watching me with a camera right now. I swear there's people outside watching me with a camera right now. I'm a man,
that's,
too.
That's a man
no
as well.
No idea we are both gay.
Well.
They were absolutely correct. Both gay.
You know how to read a room.
I thought that was a woman.
I thought that was a woman as well. Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to run out and go, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, my God, that was good.
That's hilarious.
They should adopt.
they can adopt
Didn't
anything.
Didn't you think that was a woman from behind?
I swear that was a woman.
Do you think that they were arguing?
No. Gays don't argue.
What do they do?
Oh, they lightly bicker? I don't know. I don't know the gay culture. I'm not deeply entrenched.
I bet that they argue. I watched this movie Bros on the plane.
No, I've never
seen
it.
Did you see it? Oh, it's so bad. This guy that used to do Man on the Street stuff here in New York. What was his name, Mike? Billy Eichner did this movie called Bros, and it's like a gay rom-com, and it was so, so bad. Hey, guys, do you have a minute to talk about romantic comedy films?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't go walk. Come on, bro. We're here. You're right here. Come on. We're here. Bring it in.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's your favorite romantic comedy movie you've ever watched? When Harry Met Sally?
I don't watch romantic comedy movies.
Okay, there's one called Bros. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's gay.
He's definitely seen it.
No.
Never saw it? It's gay. It's really, like, offensive. Like, they do butt stuff and kiss. Do you think they should be allowed to make movies like that?
It's a good question. No idea.
Brokeback Mountain won an Oscar.
What's your favorite movie you've ever seen?
Superbad.
That's a pretty good movie.
Jonah Hill. He's got a new movie on Netflix about his psychiatrist. Have you watched that?
No, not yet.
It's a documentary. Yeah. It's super gay. Remember Superbad was super good? This one's super gay.
Is she not allowed to speak?
No, she just
I was wondering.
Nice. Sharia law. I respect that. All right, thanks, bro. Have a good night.
She definitely wasn't allowed to speak.
That was awesome.
That's it.
This guy for sure has opinions.
He has a warrant. No,
bro, you want to talk about movies for a second? On a podcast?
No, he's on drugs. He's on drugs. This is on drugs. That would have been great. Yeah, it's fast.
What drugs do you think?
Molly, possibly. That's what
talk
the kids
to
are doing.
This guy about Muhammad. Yeah. Hey, sir, how are you tonight?
Yeah.
You know Muhammad works on the other corner?
Who is Muhammad?
Muhammad, he works the truck.
Muhammad?
Yeah. Do you know him? He was saying some things about the meat over here. What you serve really good meat?
No.
No, that's what you...
Sorry, you're a little bit English.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
He said your food...
Ugh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was talking very, 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 very bad about your
very
food.
Good.
It's no, good.
No. Yeah, very, very good.
Okay. Top notch? Muhammad said it's like rat.
No. It's very good. All is a car. Chicken rice, very good.
That's your best dish, chicken
yes.
rice. Because he over there has shawarma.
I don't know. He's you're working in here. No, another car.
No,
because
Muhammad
was talking mad shit. He's like, I have two kids. Fuck that guy. That's what he said.
Yes. Whole time.
Every day, the too much customer will eat.
So you have
it's
a lot of customers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Muhammad was real mean.
No, yeah, he wasn't as polite as you are.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hassan.
Looking at both
Hassan?
Of us at the same time.
Nice to meet you. I'm Aaron. This is Andre.
I don't know,
what do you want to say to Muhammad talking shit about you?
No,
not gonna say fuck Muhammad.
No.
You want me to watch the cart? You go fuck him up.
He's working 3 days.
Oh, weekend. I'm sorry.
Hey. Not too much work to me.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about Muhammad from the truck, not like Muhammad in general.
Okay. The whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
What is Zakar Muhammad?
Yeah, that was his name, Muhammad.
I know.
Oh, it's a very common name, Muhammad.
I know.
Yeah, and also the God is named Muhammad.
Is he?
Yeah, Muhammad's a God.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is, right, Muhammad.
Yeah.
Oh, Muhammad, that's your God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's a guy named Muhammad.
So is that your God?
The guy? I don't know.
Oh, okay. You should go see him.
Yeah. Another one?
Yeah.
He has your God's name.
He's very, very not good.
Which one?
Yeah, the God.
Over there?
Yeah, the corner, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go
talk to him.
Very,
very good.
Thank you, Hassan.
I'm
going to get to the fucking bottom of this.
Marvin.
Let's find out what's going on.
What did we say? We said fuck Muhammad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Didn't they blow up a magazine for saying that? Oh, we're going to this card over there. This guy's gonna be the shit right there. This is Hassan and Muhammad are both talking shit about
this guy. You would think they'd get more creative with
the names. Hey guys, which is your favorite halal card around here? We're doing a survey for Food Network.
I don't know.
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, all right.
whatever. Fuck. All right, this guy's going to get a talking to.
Come on, trip.
Okay, I got it. We said fuck Muhammad.
I definitely said fuck Muhammad.
Mike's like, no, no, don't say that.
Don't say that. I had to clarify. Yeah. No, yeah. Not like every Muhammad, just
excuse me, miss, which is your
Muhammad.
Favorite halal card around here? We're from Halal Guys?
I have no idea.
You guys like halal food? You guys like halal food? Halal food.
No, yes. Yeah,
nice, thank
all
you.
All right, foreigners. It's a weird Park 4 date.
Huh?
It's a weird Park 4 date.
Here we go. This is the cart that's causing all the problems in the neighborhood. Muhammad was the nicest guy. Hassan looked like he might go a little crazy.
I didn't know who he was light? Looking at, to be honest with you.
Why? Because his glass eyes?
Oops. Yeah. Couldn't tell who he was looking at.
Hey, guys, you like halal food? I don't think they're coming
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you, sir?
You're the one we've been hearing about.
We're doing
about
a survey of all the best halal carts in New York City, and your name came up. What is your name? What's that?
Henny,
nice to meet you. What do you think about Hassan and Muhammad's carts?
Hassan.
Yes, and Muhammad.
Guys.
They're good guys?
Yes.
You're sure Hassan is a good guy?
Yes, my
brother. Oof.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
It's like my brothers from my country.
Oh, from Egypt?
Yeah.
Yeah, we met them before.
It's like from my village too.
What's your favorite food to serve?
For me, I like any food.
Yeah. Mm. Chinese food or halal?
Not halal.
Yeah.
Only halal food.
Yeah. No Chinese food at all?
No, not halal food.
Not at all.
Only halal food, I like it.
Yeah. Chicken.
Chicken, lamb.
Lamb.
Chicken, yeah.
What about steak?
It's good. Halal is good. I have steak. Everything.
Octopus?
Hmm?
Octopus?
No, you got to expand your horizons, man. You got to open the palate.
Okay. How's work today? You busy?
No.
You ever have to use the fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
Scary?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it was nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Hassan was talking shit.
What?
Huh? Hassan was talking shit.
Hassan was talking bad shit. This guy loves Hassan. Yeah. Miss, do you like halal food? Karen.
See? He knows.
Sir, thank you for masking up. We appreciate it.
Thanks for keeping me safe, man.
Gay lord. Sir, what's your favorite halal food court on this block?
Which one?
The halal food cart. Which one's your favorite one? Hassan, Mohammed, or Mahmoud?
I don't eat the food cart. So
what do you like to eat?
Simple things, you know, like french fries or fruit, but not their fruit.
What's your favorite type of fruit?
Italian food.
Italian fruit?
Italian fruit.
Yes, fruit.
Pineapple.
Oh, pineapple's good. You know what they say about pineapple?
Mm-hmm. Not on the pizza, though.
No, not on the pizza. Thank you, sir. Dude, awesome bass, man. Thank you.
Indeed. Hey, do you guys have a light? Come on, man.
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
Are you doing interviews right now?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you guys coming from a gig or going to a gig?
Yeah, we just played at the Hyatt.
How was it?
It was great, thanks.
All three of you together? Yes. Violin?
Drums.
Damn,
man.
I thought
for it. This is the violin here.
No, it's not. That's a
it's
big violin.
Violin.
How was the gig? Good dough?
Good enough.
It's all right. Now drinks afterwards? That's musician's life, right?
Yes, we have enough drinks.
No, it's a podcast. No one watches it. Just,
you're good.
I'll watch it.
Say whatever you want. Say whatever you want. Say whatever you want. You're good.
We're talking about adoption tonight, and then we had these halal food cart guys, and they're going to war with each other. There's three of them.
Yeah.
That guy's name's Muhammad, nicest guy. So we go over to Hassan and say, Muhammad's talking mad shit about you, said your food is garbage and you serve rats. And then he started going, no, no, no. And he goes, but that guy down there is a cocksucker. And then we went to this guy's place, and we go, what's up?
He plays shitty music too loud.
Yeah, and he goes, no.
Oh, you know, you're not a fan.
He goes,
well, no, sometimes, you know, it's like, lick my back, lick my crack, lick, you know that song? And I'm like, oh, this is a family establishment.
What's the name of that song?
That's right? Kaya on My Neck, My Back. Oh, yeah. You know the hits.
Yeah. He don't like it,
like, it's a no, I like it. I like it, but I'm like, oh, it's a family restaurant.
okay, okay.
Yeah, he don't.
I'm not a fan of that song
we
either,
but. Talking about transgenders.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Thoughts? He's got two transitional people in his apartment.
What's have you that called like? The police?
Good one.
What do you think? Dave Chappelle got in trouble for it. I do some trans jokes on stage.
Oh,
it's
man.
What do you think? I mean,
okay, we
how do
saying,
we get these mentally ill people help?
I think that what I really think is that maybe they're too young to be doing that kind of.
How
I
old
think
are
they shouldn't be
they?
Doing that in schools. How old are they?
25 and 23.
Yeah, way
some
too young
people,
to know if you want to cut your dick off. That's
yes.
a fact.
My
you need
cousin,
time.
She's very young, and then she's turning into a dude. And then hopefully they're not going to see this.
Leave out those names.
You mean a cisgendered individual she's turning into?
Yeah.
Trying to save you.
And then one of our musicians that we play with, his son is now a chick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay, here's what I saw. I saw this great meme.
Here's the food.
And they say, like, now trans is kind of like what goth was when we were growing up. It's like everybody wants to belong to something.
Yeah, yeah.
So this daughter came home to her dad, and she goes, I'm trans. This is what the dad did. He goes, so am I. And she goes, you're not. Stop it. And he goes, you're being a bigot. Address me by my proper pronouns. The next day, he dresses up like a woman, drops his kid at school, and she's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me. He goes, I'm trans. Stop being so hateful. Goes and picks her up at night from school with full makeup on, a dress, and high heels. Goes,
and,
come on, honey.
And you put black. You put
blackface.
Peas. That's the best way to make real breasts. Yeah, because that's what Divine did with John Waters' movies.
I remember that.
Put the,
this guy knows.
Like, he does know some shit.
Peas. Yeah. Because it's like it moves like
John DeVos and Kaya. Look
the
at
way
you.
The do it is kind of sensual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then,
like you want to be
and
trans.
And then after
next week, man.
After he picked her up from school like that, the next
really
day
the
she's
food.
Like, I'm not trans anymore.
Hey, that's a good story.
That's the way. Do you have kids?
No.
But if you did have one that was trans, you'd drown it.
No.
What if you had a child and they wanted to be black and you didn't want? Would you dress up in blackface to stop it?
Oh, God.
I would. Yeah. I have.
Definitely, yes.
All right. Where are you guys playing next?
We're actually, you're going to Brooklyn to sit in with some friends. I'm going home. You're going home. Yeah.
Guys are awesome, man. Thanks for doing this. Okay. Appreciate
hey,
it. Have a great
awesome,
night.
Man. Definitely. All right.
See you later. That was awesome.
Yeah, they were dope.
I like that. You just start, like, nice with a soft topic, and then he's like, I hate trans people.
I hate trans people. Yeah, that's...
Hey, can I use my freedom of speech here?
What's up on TV? With... Yeah, that's what I knew.
Hey,
I
man,
like,
is this New York one? Down with trannies. Sir, you shouldn't...
Sir, you should say it.
Just don't say my nephew's name. that lady got fucked, huh?
Ah.
All right, we're going back to Hassan. Scooter! Let's get these elevator people.
Oh,
let's
yes.
get these elevator.
Oh, somebody
that
smoked.
Is the fastest this elevator has
I've
come
ever seen
tonight.
In my life. Get in the elevator? Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh, boy. It's chilly out.
Somebody peed in here.
Oh, man. Oh, it smells like pee.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks for masking up, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping it safe.
Do you smell like pee?
Yeah.
What?
It smells like pee in here. Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't you.
Yeah. Don't lean against the walls.
Oh, yeah.
You think she peed here?
No, I don't know.
The homeless lady, maybe.
Possibly.
Hold off.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It smells like pee.
Man, yeah. Don't touch the walls.
Yeah. Ugh. And it looks like stuff all over
here,
too. Yeah,
it looks like jizz.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do we really need press a button?
Hmm?
Do we really need to press a button?
Need a what?
I did. Press the button?
I pressed the button. I pressed the button.
It's
not moving out. I know. Come on. You know how these elevators in New York City are sometimes.
Yeah. Is it moving still?
It smells like pee. You can expect it to work efficiently, right? Yeah.
Sometimes it smells like maybe shit.
Hello. This is where we started.
You didn't press the button?
I almost pressed.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't want to touch it.
I didn't want to touch it either. What if they peed on the button?
Go ahead.
You can touch the button. Yeah.
I'm just gonna go.
Are you gonna go? All right. Sorry.
All right, good luck to you.
Just,
you
it too. Didn't go down.
Don't touch
we
the wall,
tried
man.
To go down.
Thanks for masking up again, man. Thank you.
The camera died.
Oh, did it? Nice. All right. I guess that's it.
All right.
What have we learned tonight?
Hassan, halal guys don't get it. Yeah, we've got to get to Hassan, bro. We got to get to Hassan. The saga must be completed.
That was fun. Just standing in the elevator. Hassan! We went over to the guy that you said was a bad cart. He said he loves you. He says you're the best guy.
Yeah, that was a cart.
Yeah. He said he wants to fight you after hearing what you said, though.
He's from Egypt.
Yes.
Same country.
Yeah.
Everybody's from Egypt that has a cart.
All is a cart. Maybe in Egypt, another Bangladesh.
Okay. You have the cleanest cart, and you're the cleanest guy out of all three.
I agree.
Muhammad was dirty.
Definitely.
Very nice.
He
coughed on the food. It was gross.
Hassan go like this.
All on the food. Gross.
You're the best cart.
Yeah.
How are your hot dogs?
$20.
Is it good?
Yes.
Who wants a hot dog?
No hot dog for me.
Mike, will you eat a hot dog?
If it's the best in New York.
We're going to have one hot dog. All right. Here we go. What do you want on it?
The works.
The works, please, sir. Look at this. Look at what he does. He touches it with the tongs.
Look at that.
Not his hands.
The other guy was in there with his fingers.
Yeah.
He hasn't coughed once.
Hassan, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Good.
That's how come you're not coughing. Good.
Touch of mustard?
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it up.
Here's some ketchup.
Oh, man, it looks divine.
Some mustard.
That's
what's
art.
What's your favorite thing to put on hot dogs in Egypt?
White?
Yeah, please, white. Everything.
You ever have one with a clitoris on it?
Some carrots and onion?
Yeah, please, yeah.
No clitoris dogs for you, huh?
$10.
That's all for you, Hassan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night. All right, let's try it. Ladies, meat is murder or meat is good? Karens. What?
The Bangladesh is a corner.
What's that?
The Bangladesh is a corner.
He's a good guy or a bad guy?
Yeah.
Bad guy?
Bangladesh.
Yeah. Ugh, no good.
Yeah.
All right, try it, Mike.
Dum, dum, dum.
Best hot dog in New York City.
The Glizzy God.
That's a good hot dog.
It's good. It's a beef, no chicken.
No chicken?
Yeah. Yeah, the beef.
No pork.
No pork.
Be honest, it's
Muslim.
Yeah.
No pork.
They got hot dogs here. You got
the elevator didn't work for you either? First of all, can you put your mask up? I don't feel safe. What? Can you please put your mask up? I don't feel safe. Thank you.
What's your name?
Johan.
Nice to meet you, Johan.
You're
from Switzerland?
No. My homeland? I'm from China.
Oh, wow.
Never would have guessed.
Just here.
Congratulations.
For Parsons School of Design.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
New school.
Ah.
Cool. New school's great.
I mean, freshman here.
Oh, wow. Welcome to New York, man.
You too.
I
thank
hope
you.
The elevator's better for you.
Don't touch the walls.
I have a receipt, so I can use this to avoid...
Check the receipt.
touching something.
Oh, let's see. What's your seat?
I mean, I can use this to avoid touching the walls.
Oh, what'd you buy?
Something from Whole Foods.
Ah, it's expensive. Bagels,
it's okay. Yeah. Bagels, tea, eggs, milks, something.
Simple.
Have you ever eaten at any of these halal food carts?
Beg your pardon?
Have you ever eaten at this cart?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And also, there's another cart here.
He coughs all over the food.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, you should.
That's not bad.
It's not bad?
Oh, you don't mind the coughing on the food?
No, I just bought some halal food, like chicken over rice and something.
Oh, yeah.
Just, outside of my school.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm, it's on the street, 14th Street and 7th Avenue at the corner.
I respect that.
That's pretty good.
Cool. Thanks,
Johan. I think it's better than my tiny hall.
Oh, yeah. How are you, sir? Nice to see you.
Where you guys from?
New York. Where are you from?
New York. Born and raised, man.
Yeah.
I was in this city when it was crazy.
Yeah.
In the 80s. You hear me?
It's not crazy.
You know who cleaned it up?
Giuliani.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they had task force, right? Say, like, they went and bust, like, a whole bunch of guys. They used to put them in a van. Now, we're part of a team that goes out and catch the guys.
You are?
Right, know what I'm saying?
Oh, you be snitching.
We're all part of a team. I'm just saying. We're all part of a team, all five of us, right?
Let's do it.
We lock up a bunch of guys, put them in a van.
This girl.
But the thing is, when we brought them back to the precinct...
Mess them up.
No, we had to process them. We had to do the paperwork. But Giuliani fixed it where they had a crew already in the precinct that when we brought them to the precinct, the other people in the precinct would be able to process them.
Oh, so you're a retired officer?
Right. Meaning we would be able to drop them off and go back out and get more people.
Oh, so you was a retired officer? You were a retired cop?
No, I just knew the way the system
is. Oh, you were just doing your civic duty. Tell her.
I know the way the system is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When they had that stop and
frisk
stuff.
Yeah.
They were just stopping people, man. People
black people especially.
Work in the morning.
Black people
especially.
Brooklyn, Queens.
Black people especially.
Coming out your house, going to the train station. Hey, get up against the wall. What the fuck? Yeah.
Putting and guns then what would you face. Do? What? Where would you?
Death,
where would you hide the drugs?
Oh man, I'm black. They're gonna kill me.
Where would you put the drugs?
Yeah. No, you're probably right too.
Like when they frisk you, where would you hide the drugs?
In my nuts.
Nice.
What about the part they don't search?
They don't search you.
They don't search right under.
You ever have to boof something? You ever boof something?
Nah, I never did that.
But you know what that is.
Listen, upstate.
Yeah.
On Rikers Island, they used to have shanks.
That's not even upstate. That's right.
Yeah, Rikers Island. That's the.
I've been there. I've been to Rikers.
Motherfuckers used to be able to boost fucking metal up their ass, and I'm like, I can understand maybe drugs, but you talking about metal
or some plastic shaped like a penis.
Yeah, up your ass. I'm like, damn, you must got a fat ass.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you guys do me a favor. Think you can help me out with a couple dollars?
I gave my last $5 to the hot dog guy.
I knew it was coming.
I'm sorry.
I knew it was coming.
God bless you.
I knew it was coming. I was like, hey, we're not getting this type of content for free.
So if we've learned anything tonight, it's if you adopt a black baby, raise him as white.
You must.
He does not end up on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Berg's Base. Remember, everybody, live dates on AaronBerg.com. Andre, where are people going to find you?
Doped Up Comedy Club, February 19th. Oh, and check my special out on YouTube, man. Duck on the Pond. Kind of fire. Check it out.
It's all fire. It's all happening. This guy's got a man bun. All right. Peace.